I think we're just going to kind of, so, back up.
Best podcast host. Well, it's over. That's it. I think a lot of you are kind of digesting the end of your race season there. I hope, we hope it went well. I know it didn't for everybody. It's always hard when it doesn't, and it's always great when it does. But either way, a lot of you started this journey months and months and months ago when we had snow in the mountains, and we have snow in the mountains now, and that's it. I remember it was always kind of hard for me to process like the season being over. In some ways I'd be relieved, in other ways there'd be more I wanted to prove, but this will be really fun. We'll talk a little bit about states. Today is the award show. You guys saw on Instagram, lots and lots and lots of people nominated, which was really cool. But fun weekend.
Yeah, super fun weekend. It's just, for me, it's just such an emotional and rewarding weekend. I just had a fantastic time. There was definitely some ups and some downs. One thing I do want to point out real quick before we're not going to do any like local news or, you know, we're just going to talk about states and the awards show today. But I did want to point out, we've got some riders right now, probably as we speak, riding home from Cedar City, which is just crazy.
Which is hilarious. That's awesome.
We've
got
like Jamerson, Miles, and Braden,
who, as of this taping, haven't made it home yet.
I don't know if they have. They're probably getting home right about now, to be honest.
But oh my gosh.
They did it in 2 days. Ben Bigwood started it with them, but crashed. And
he crashed?
Yeah, he crashed.
He okay?
Ran into someone's wheel and got skinned up pretty good.
So
he had to bail out. But I think they did like 180 miles the first day. Oh, and Miles wanted me to point out, too, that they all did it on Jibes bikes.
Mm-hmm.
Which he said that no other bike could have completed this mission.
So, absolutely not.
So shout out to Jibe for that. But
also should hit really quick. Post Nika Rider, Riker Brand got second in pro.
Oh, that's
Utah
right.
Utah Cross. I do want to throw that out there.
That's
that is
super
notable.
Cool.
I was at Lifetime Grand Prix wrapped up. I'll just hit that like 30 seconds. Keegan and Sophia took it again. Lexi Vermeulen took a very well deserved and very popular win at Big Sugar. That was cool. Good for those guys. Outside of that, though, States.
Yeah.
Where, like, most people on the team, States is their thing. States is the big event where I was talking about. It's a big A event for probably for most of the people on the team.
I would say pretty much everybody, whether they admit it or not.
Yeah. You know? States is a big deal. Performing well at States
it really is,
you know, it's like a benchmark.
You know, especially when you see, you know, how many people compete at States, too. It's huge.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, if you had a great day, just soak it in and enjoy it, you know. And if you didn't have a great day, that's kind of typical for bike racing.
If you didn't have a great day, you will notice that the sun came up the next morning. Your parents still love you, hopefully.
So move on and let's make your next race great.
With racing, I really do think you have permission from me to absolutely love it when you kill it at a race and to just be fine with it when you don't. Like, I don't really think, unless you like hurt someone or cheated, that you need to feel like bad about a race ever, just for the record. I also want to say before we jump into this, this was a logistically challenging weekend. The good folks at Utah High School Mountain Biking deserve our appreciation for putting on a really, I mean, still a very well-organized event, even though we had to make lots of last-minute changes and people didn't know what was going on. I don't envy them.
You know, and I mean, everyone has their Nika gripes and rules they don't like and
100%.
All that stuff, but the Utah League does a fantastic job. They're very organized. They're well-run.
Had to make some tricky logistical decisions this weekend, last minute, which we'll get into.
Like as a no big deal coach, you know, like when I'm planning a group ride or something, it's agonizing. I'm like checking all my favorite weather apps to try to
go. Do we not?
Yeah, to decide whether to cancel the ride.
Or,
yeah, you know. And but if I had like thousands of riders depending on my weather judgment calls, that would be extremely stressful. And the thing with those calls is like, no matter what call you make,
someone's mad.
Someone's going to be upset. You know, like, but. but I do feel terrible for those that worked all season, reserved hotels, carb loaded, tapered, and showed up to St. George, to Cedar, and wasn't able to race Friday.
Yeah.
I mean,
that sucks.
That's sad. And, you know, I think everyone was kind of bummed, but I think most people had good attitudes about it. And
I mean, it was one of those things where you're like, I mean, you could race, but it's going to be running the whole time. It's one of those things where would it really be a race anymore?
You're going to ruin a trailer and
you know, it's yeah. So, shout out to those guys, but we do want to run over.
And I was going to say too, that this is just a thought I had, you know, originally I wasn't planning on going. I guess the iCup's having kind of a season finale in November. And I'm thinking I might actually go to that. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm thinking I might.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe if you didn't get a race at States,
yeah,
you could go do that last iCup, you know. And
yeah.
Because I was kind of thinking, you know, I've been doing intervals with Skyline and I'm kind of feeling like the fastest I've felt all season, you know. And I'm like,
or for the person who just like had all the bad luck, or like,
yeah,
if you're like sick for the first two, like if you're sitting there, because there are some people who are like, oh man, I kind of wish there was more. There's still cross. There's still three or four cross races to go, and then there'll be that last iCup, which is cool. Because St. George in November is lovely.
Yeah.
Be really, really nice time to race down there. So is it, what venue is it at St. George? Where are they doing it?
I can't remember.
Probably just Green Valley?
I don't know. No, I don't even remember, honestly. It's probably...
The internet, Google is a free resource. We haven't utilized it, but you can. So yeah, just something to consider. I think
is it like the 16th or 17th of November or something?
I don't know.
A month from now, basically.
Yeah. So. All the cross boys can go tear up all the mountain bikers who have been going since March. But yeah, so keep an eye out for that as well.
Yeah. So, you know, like I said, it was an incredible day for me. It's always kind of a little bit of an emotional day for me because there's some riders that I've worked with for a long time and it's their last Nika race. And that's always kind of sad, but it was also just so awesome because it was just super rewarding to go around and see like lots of people I don't get to see at the Region 2 races. And just thanks to everyone that said hi to me. And
so many kind words about the podcast.
Yeah. Undeserved, but
very,
just such a rewarding day. And there's just so many people that I just love to see there. And I was just so happy. It was also a little stressful for me personally as my daughter's mechanic.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Bart Gillespie, who's basically my Yoda, you know, a phrase he taught me this weekend was, you know, you kind of create your own luck. And, I was kind of the reason Amy wasn't lucky this season.
That pre-production GX Axis derailleur I was given forever ago. When I was back in my backcountry days, that has always kind of been, I do want to say, this doesn't reflect on Axis products broadly. They're generally pretty good. That one has always been a bit of a loose cannon and picked 20 minutes before Amy's start to just go on the fritz in a way I've never actually seen before. Like I've seen unresponsive Axis trailers. This one was just like sliding up and down the cassette, like doing whatever it wanted.
Yeah. Well, so what happened is she was warming up on the rollers and was supposed to go to staging in about 10 minutes. And all of a sudden she's like, hey dad, my Axis won't shift.
Yeah.
And I go there and like, I push the button and like the light wasn't coming on or anything. And
old batteries.
No, it was and I put a new battery on that morning and I'm like,
oh, so this was after you put the new one on.
That's weird. Oh. So I take it off and I kind of lick my finger and try to clean the contacts. You know, I don't know if that helps or not. Like,
I don't know.
It seems all right. And I put the battery back on and it would shift all the way up and then all the way down and it would just keep doing that. It would not stop.
Huh.
And
if it was on a rolly course and you could time it right.
That's true.
That could have worked.
You know, it was like, I hurried and downloaded the app and I just felt like such a boomer trying to figure out how to update the firmware. And like I had Xander and Ben helping me who are way smarter about these kind of things and
low bar, but true. Yeah.
And you know, super. So last minute, someone offered to let her borrow a bike and it was a great bike,
but yeah.
The dropper, we couldn't get the dropper to work and she would not race without a dropper. I'm like, it's a Nika course. You don't need a dropper, but She was insistent she had to drop herself. She
found another nice bike.
She was lined up and someone else let her borrow her bike like last second. It was way too small. Like the chain wasn't lubed. And so she kind of had an unlucky day. Super stressful. But that was kind of, you know, I think that was me being too cheap to buy a new derailleur. Yeah. So
make your own luck.
Yeah.
Won't always work, but.
Yeah. So that was super, super fun day. Just so much fun to see everybody and hang out and just, and some awesome, awesome racing. We're not going to go over a ton of results, but there are a few that I think are noteworthy. Because the majority of this episode is going to be just talking about the individuals and the awards and trying to shout out as many names as we can.
As always, it would take years for us to review all of the results for very deserving people.
Yeah.
If we miss you, let us know.
Yeah. And like we say, this whole winter, we want to shout out as many people as we can. So if there's something worth shouting out, just let us know and we'd love to do it.
100%.
So I promise we're going to miss something today. So, but the JVA girls, Emma Daly had an interesting race and she started out she came out of the gates just on fire. She had like just a commanding lead right at the start. And this episode's brought to you by Axis, by the way.
Powered by SRAM.
Her derailleur like stopped shifting. She had to stop, get off her bike, take the battery off, put it back on.
There's a Bauke Mollema meme for those of you who know which one I'm referencing. It's too profane for me to say on the podcast, but
yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. But she got passed by about 15 people while she was fixing her battery. Passed back most of them, came in second place just barely.
That's crazy. Well done. But that's always hard to swallow.
A little bit stressful, I'm guessing. Yeah. And Ainsley got fourth in that same race. And this is out of like hundreds of girls. So
yeah. Hundreds of the best.
Yeah.
Best of the best.
So way to go. Those two girls work so hard, are just such awesome people. And I just am so excited for them. Few more, like our JVA boys, we had Isaiah Ward and Braden McNichols, got fifth and eighth.
Ooh.
Out of 340 racers.
That's hilarious.
That's a lot.
I don't know what's too many.
Well, they do them in waves.
I was going to say in waves, but I'm like, that's crazy.
And I guarantee there was some lapping. They're probably dealing with lapping. Some people,
well, especially on that short course, the traffic must have been ridiculous, huh?
Yeah. Well, wow. No. They actually did the full course.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just showed up. I'm not as in the know. People would ask me questions. I'd be like, I don't know. There's 12 other people you should ask before me.
Yeah. Then Varsity Girls was super exciting. We had Sienna Peterson, who had a hip surgery earlier in the year and couldn't ride a lot earlier in the year, came back and had a fantastic Nike season and got fourth at state.
Yep.
Killer. Helena, I'm so excited for. She got sixth.
She was flying. Yeah.
That girl is an awesome racer, and I'm just so proud of her. And then Stella, who I was actually lucky enough to ride around with her and Bart after the race while we were watching the Varsity Boys, and she's just like descending those rocky roads out there with two Gillespies was just a cool experience. But Stella got ninth.
An artist on the bike.
Yeah.
No surprises there.
And then Brooklyn Schallenberger was just barely off the podium, but wanted to shout her out too. Super proud of her. And there's so many girls. Like, we know, like, so many of those Varsity girls are Maybird riders, you know, and I'm just so proud of all of them. They just did so awesome. The Varsity Boy race was extremely exciting.
Awesome.
Yes.
So awesome.
I think most people probably heard about it by now, but... Andrew Preston had a killer race.
Yeah.
He was racing Ethan Shuri on his wheel most of the race, kind of cramped up at the end.
Right, really. Like the first two laps were basically right there, right?
They were just right in just awesome, fast racing. Ethan, Ethan just rides a ton, got a ton of miles. Like, kid works so hard.
Yeah.
You know, he was expected to win.
Yep.
And
a well-deserved win.
Exactly. And And he went hard from the gun, just went off. And
I was gonna say, I admired the way he was racing, because there's kind of an argument that like a safer way is to kind of wait till the end and then go. But for him to really ride his own ride, that was impressive.
He just went from the start, which I thought was really cool. And then Andrew just kind of trailed him till
the end. Looked like he was like nose breathing that first lap when he came through. I'm like, dude, he looks way too calm. Like
Andrew's got quite the race face.
He really does. He's got a poker face on him.
And then I was just so happy for Gabe and Oliver. Who got third and fourth in the race.
Really kind of like curtain on an era there.
Exactly. For those guys. Yeah. Exactly. That, those guys have just worked so hard, and I got to work with them pretty closely, and it's just an example of like hard work pays off.
Yeah.
And I don't think they did anything magical other than work hard. So
I did feel kind of a knot in my throat watching them go through like that. And that was cool.
It was so cool that they were able to do that last race together, mm-hmm. because I think it's going to take a long time for Nike to forget those guys. So okay.
I was just thinking too, like for those guys, if you're listening, the Instagrammability of what you guys do, like if you'd be the perfect like cycling, like two brothers like that, that's such a cool story. They're so classy. They're so nice. Like, those guys I think should go off and have like a cycling influencer, pro racer, go clean up all the like, you know, cause it's cool too. They just like show up to these kind of like random events as like these two brothers and just go absolutely dog walk everybody. It's super cool. So those guys, so proud to see them finishing it off.
And then we'll talk a little bit more about this one later, because this came up a lot in our survey was Calvin.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah. He got nominated for a lot of things today. So yeah. But Calvin had an incredible finish. He
super classy, right?
He rounded off the podium.
Yep.
And 10th place out of like I think 250 varsity boys, which is super, super cool.
I think there were 40 at States for me. And that was like in the whole league. I think there were 40 of us. So that's cool to see so many guys up at the top.
Yeah. But such an awesome day. So it was cool. I don't know if any of you got to meet our German friends.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get to meet them?
I didn't.
You didn't? Oh, shoot. Shout out to Robert, Ina, and let's see, Emma and Joanna.
There you go. I
was having a mind cramp there for a sec. But yeah, it was so cool to meet them. And it was so cool because they were there and they watched all the races, and they even like were majorly involved in helping Skyline clean up the tents after and stuff. And it was so fun to meet them and talk with them, and hopefully they'll get to come out and probably race with us next year or something. So
fingers crossed.
Be super cool. It was super great to meet them. But you know, like we said, one of the kind of cool things, I mean, this is a States we'll never forget. Oh, and Robert from Germany told me that from what he knows about learning English, that he thinks saying States is correct.
That's great.
So I'm going to take that as we can call it States from now on.
We'll take that.
So
we've got international confirmation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Okay.
I'll take it.
But yeah, like it was just like this fall has just been so hot. It hasn't felt like fall.
Hottest on record.
And it's kind of felt like summer with the leaves kind of changing.
That's exactly it. Yeah, you're kind of right that it's like, I haven't really felt fall yet. It's like
I haven't worn a jacket on a bike ride yet. Like,
yeah.
You know, until this weekend.
Yeah.
And so I think people were just kind of in that mode, and all of a sudden a freak storm goes through Cedar City.
Yeah.
And I knew there was going to be some weather, but I didn't really think it was going to be quite like it was, you know. And, you know, Friday, like, was it Thursday night, I guess?
It was Thursday night. We were getting dinner in Cedar City, and we were, like, driving out of the complex where Pizza Cart is. And like the hail we were getting and the wind was insane.
It was so scary.
Yeah.
And
I was kind of sitting there, I'm like, there's no way they're just going to be racing it. I was kind of surprised that it dried out as much as it did, because especially seeing those pictures.
Yeah, and so like they got like, it looked like from the pictures, it looked like 4 inches of snow on the ground, you know, like, and the Corner Canyon had their tents set up, and the weight of the snow, and have you seen these pictures?
Yes, yeah.
Just collapsed all the tents. Like it was It was such a big mess. They had to use like Sawzalls to get the tents.
No way.
Yeah. And
I've never seen that in all my years of Nika. I've never,
because it was super wet, heavy snow. It just collapsed everything, and they spent hours. And the Montagues were telling me that like 80 different people from different teams were there helping out, helping them move their tents, and teams were donating tents. Like they had a bunch of different tents from different teams so they could have shelter during the race. And it just made me realize just that this sport attracts cool people and good people.
Oh, it's such a cool, it is such a cool community. And we say this all the time, but it is a cool community. And like people with, who aren't like that, I'm like, take it and leave it at the football field. Like, no disrespect, but like, I think there's a lot of sports where that would maybe even be kind of looked down on, but that's super, super cool. I mean, people coming together for that. And I think it's cool with Maybird too, where you just like, you're kind of welcome in any tent because you got kids basically everywhere. And it's cool because like Nika for me was like a true statewide thing. Like you go and the kids from Logan were there, the kids from Vernal were there, the kids from Moab were there. And now where it has to be subdivided into the little regions, I do think it's cool at states just to see so many kids from such, because Utah's such a diverse place too. You know, the kids who live by the U versus the kids who live in Huntington, Utah or something like that. It's cool that the mountain biking has kind of permeated. I mean, you can really live pretty much anywhere and do it now, which is super, super cool.
Yeah, so I got a few, you know, before we go into the awards, I sent out a TeamSnap message asking people to share things with me that should be shouted out and brought to my attention or whatever. And I did get a few people reply, and there's some pretty cool shout outs I just want to take a second and kind of go over. But so Josie Larson is just like, just such a lovable person. Everyone loves her. Easy person to love. Like, her dad, Stuart's just a super cool guy, just such a nice family. She kind of got into riding late, and she joined Maybird just last year, and she did the senior race, and she got third in the senior race and was just so happy about it. Yeah, out of tons of people did that race. And
that's sweet.
Yeah, super, super cool. So, I actually had a couple people want me to shout her out, so... I think that's just awesome. And Mark Nielsen.
Oh, Mark.
He'll get mentioned a few times. He got nominated for just about everything, but one thing in particular. But wasn't known for his luck this season.
No.
But he put in the work. He's a fit athlete. He fun guy to be with.
Spent so much time in the bike too.
But finally had a great race at state.
Yeah.
So
very well deserved.
Yeah.
You'll never guess which category he was nominated for.
but he did. He pulled off a really, really great race at state and was super happy about it. But
well, he's happy all the time.
I was going to say, he's happy.
His attitude's never, I'm trying to think of like the most bummed out I've ever seen Mark. Because I made my kids do some pretty messed up stuff. We did Mount Vancott. We did the like stairway to heaving Vancott
so
loop like nine times this
spring.
I'm
so glad I'm not in your group.
Yeah, and he was like, every time he was like, oh, this is great. Oh, I love it. You know, I freaking love Mark. That's so cool to see.
Also wanted to shout out Caleb McKenzie. I guess like last year he was in JVC and this year he got like 20th in varsity or something.
Which is a jump.
Dang,
that's some improvement.
That's pretty crazy. Owen Christensen in his race moved up like 100 spots.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
That'd make me dizzy moving.
Oh yeah, that's crazy impressive.
And then our endurance buddy Cameron Everett.
Oh yeah.
He raced without a seat, so.
Hey, kind of channeling his inner Marco Fontana circa London 2012 games.
Sure, I trust you.
No, he got bronze without... You don't remember this?
I don't know.
His seat post like broke off and he got bronze without it. Yeah, he had to stand the whole last lap against Nino and Kulhavi.
And like Sterling... James? James. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sterling James, that legendary race. Yeah, so...
Yeah.
I didn't ask him what brand of saddle it was, but I have a guess.
SRAM saddle. We need to stop. We need a sponsor. I love SRAM products. I just want to throw out really quick. We're punching down, but very well. Cameron's so cool, dude. I've loved to see everything he's
classy,
done this season.
Classy rider. And then I just want to shout out the Skyline JVB girls.
Oh yeah.
Zoe, Leah, and Quinn. They just had such... They, well, first of all, they just worked their butts off.
Yeah.
and they just had an awesome, consistent season. Super, super proud of them. And I'd also just want to throw out Eliza Preston, who she was winning the JVC girls by like 2 minutes, and she's friends with those girls too, and just they kind of just caught on fire and had awesome seasons. Super proud of them. The award ceremony, the NICO award ceremonies, I've always never loved those because it kind of feels like they're about like 2.5 hours long.
Yeah, it's like, a lot. It's like a high school graduation. You're like, this is great and lovely, but holy smokes, I'm ready to go home.
And they're like doing like all these like different awards and one for each region, and they all start kind of sounding the same to me. Like there's the Spirit Award and the...
There's the Perseverance Award, yeah, and the Resilience Award and the Endurance Award, and not to like, yeah, it's super cool.
It's super cool. And congrats, but
it's
you know,
it's quite a bit when there's this many kids.
Yeah. And it was just like taking, but there was one they did a podium for an adaptive writer Varsity Adaptive Writer. And that was the award that everyone stood up and cheered for.
Oh yeah.
And
what kind of adaptive?
And I didn't know anything about him. But I looked at his Strava. The kid's name's Calvin Smith from Lehigh. And, you know, and my understanding is he has a brain tumor and wasn't expected to be able to even race at state. I don't think he's expected to live very long. And it's like, it was really touching just looking at his Strava photos, because you see this young, healthy guy.
Yeah.
Standing on podiums, winning medals, really, really fit looking. And he raced states on an adaptive bike. And it was just like, looking through his Strava was pretty emotional and super cool. So,
I mean, we talk about different wins. Like that's just for a lot of people, just being, cause I was thinking about this with our former Maybird rider, Dylan Willick too. Just like for some people, just being on the bike, period, is a win. Going to states and being a competitive athlete, like that is cool. I'm really glad. That's so worth shouting out. Yeah. Bravo to him. Bravo. You said Lehigh?
Yeah, I believe he's from Lehigh. So
wow.
Yeah, I just got a little emotional just looking at his Strava. Like just
yeah. Yeah. That's super, super cool.
Yeah. So should we move on to the awards?
Yeah. And we had a lot of nominations. It was really good. I know that you spent a lot of time going through them. No, we should say for any one of these nominations, except for one, I think Mark's the clear winner of one of these, but for every other category, there are so many people who are so deserving and a lot of people got nominated frequently for many different categories. So again, like not, you know, if we don't want, we could have our own version of the NICO awards that would take 5 hours, because every single one of you deserves so many shout outs and so much applause for what you do. But we've kind of gone through and there's some people we really do want to highlight here.
Yeah. So do you want to read the categories and I will.
Yes. Yeah. So our first category here, I'll just go in the order that they came up on the form. The first one was the classiest writer, which is, and we should say, like,
kind of explain what that means.
And so like the caption I put on there is, who's a writer that represents Maybird the best? Because we talk a lot about this idea of class, you know, that like somebody who you love being lumped in with, that you're like, oh, that's the team that so and so writes for. Oh, they must all be nice, considerate, kind, helpful, good, you know, good people. So. And we had so many different nominations for this one.
Okay, yeah. So I'm just going to read a few of the nominations, a few of the people that are nominated. I can't really read everyone, but...
Way too many entries.
I just jotted down a few. And so we had Emma Daly nominated, Grant Hulsberg, Eli Ferdner. We had Quinn... We had Ben Evans, Evan Keller, Nina Martin, Jamerson was nominated, Curtis Kudrow.
I believe we've asked and he's answered and we still forget how
to pronounce his name.
Biggest jerk award goes to Joe and Dan.
Benson High, Miles Baker, Nora Johnson.
My favorite entry was Helena Duh.
And all of those people were just like, every one of those are just people that like, heck yeah. Like,
you are all extremely classy.
I think there's a couple people that got a lot of votes that kind of stood out. One was McCall.
Yes.
Which is, I think, super deserving.
Yeah, one would argue with that.
She got a lot of votes. And I want to throw her parents into that, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've met Rochelle and John yet, but
if you haven't, they are just the
kindest, most
grateful. They might
people.
Be the nicest people. It's almost scary.
Yeah. I think there are two that definitely got a lot of votes, and I think they're very deserving. And one is Andrew Preston. I've always just been so proud of Andrew Preston representing Maybird. Like, he's super fast, and that's kind of a bonus.
Yeah, that is almost the incidental part of his character as a cyclist, is the fact that he is ridiculously talented and fast.
But he's just such a positive, happy, fun kid to be around. His smile's just contagious and just lots of people love him.
Yeah, the way he races is extremely likable. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then I think this is like her fourth year winning it in a row. Is Helena.
Duh.
Yeah. And it's funny. Someone actually put Helena Duh.
Well, that's what I read out. For clarification, Helena's last name is not Duh. just in case, if you haven't met her. But yeah, pretty much a fixture of this category for every year that we've done it now. And if you know her, you'll know why.
Absolutely. She has a way of making people feel special. And
yes.
An amazing athlete, had an amazing, yes. super consistent season.
She's had a super consistent career.
Yeah.
She's the kind of rider that you want to sign as a pro, because there's someone who is just there all the time. They are always good.
Yeah. I can't really think of her ever having she never has like an extremely bad race or an extremely unusually good race. They're just always good.
She's very professional. She's very, very, very competent, very good at it. Yeah.
So, but just an amazingly kind person, and has just made so many people feel happier about themselves. So that's the first one. But every one of those that I listed, I'm just so proud of. You know, and there's others too that
plenty of people went unnominated.
Yes.
To. This next one, I don't know if we've done some version of this in the past, but you said to call it the Catching Fire Award. And for as cheesy as it sounds, I do love the idea. Was like, who is a rider that you saw like fall in love with cycling this year? Because for what it's worth, some people are here against their will. I was. Parents, you know that one child of yours who, you know.
Sorry, Joe.
It's okay. I was dragged kicking and screaming. Then I was bribed. And then, you know, you do kind of have that season where you're like, oh, wow, this is sweet. And so this was interesting. We got some really good nominations for this one.
Yeah, and this one, I don't know if I could really pick a winner on this one.
Yeah. All of these people are very deserving.
Like Jacqueline Pasco, she was, you know, she's totally new to racing. Her parents are so awesome. I met them at a couple races. Just so cool to see her totally getting into it. Soren Johnson, Nora's little brother.
Mm-hmm.
I remember her dad, like when he was signing him up for Maybird, kind of saying, you know, he's not really into it. We'll just see what we can get. But he's kind of catching, I guess he rides his bike to school every day or something.
Yeah.
You know,
actually using a bike as intended. Crazy.
Ava Anderson. She had a fantastic season. And Sterling Bailey, Jace Claridge. He went on a lot of our hikes. Cool. Really cool kid.
Oh yeah.
James Fraser, James Lassen, Mia Daly, mm-hmm. who's Emma's little sister. So that's
big shoes to fill.
Speaking of big shoes to fill, Irish Bigwood.
Oh.
Who has always been like Maybird's biggest cheerleader. She's always been at just this little teeny tiny girl with a big, huge Maybird shirt at all the races. It's just been so awesome.
Unofficial team mascot.
Yeah. Carson Scott. A few I might draw a little attention to Lee Keller.
Oh yeah, Leah Keller. So she, when we heard Evan nominated too, and really quick, I do want to say just as a shout out for that last one, Evan, very deserving of, you know, nomination for the classiest writers. He's had a lot of health issues too that he's overcome. But Leah's sister, she's someone to watch.
Leah's sister?
Leah, his sister.
His sister, okay.
Yeah, sorry, slurring my words. I've been talking, my job is now to talk for 8 hours a day, so my apologies.
Yeah, she's been awesome. Grant got mentioned a lot, but I think Grant's breakthrough season was kind of last season, and he's just continuing upward progress.
Continuing to burn.
Yeah, he's still awesome. One I want to shout out is, is Ethan Santos.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, he's got a really cool sounding name.
Yeah.
Like that name, you could be really successful with a name that sounds that cool.
Yeah.
He's friends with a lot of the riders, brand new to mountain biking, did like JV D or E or something. And like, but was winning races and just kind of just, cool. Yeah, he's like, I was talking to him about like stuff he can do over the winter. I'm super excited to watch him.
It's fun when people come not through the, like, I just kind of, it grew into mountain biking. I think a lot of you, like, based on who your parents are, where I was just kind of destined to do this. It's cool when people come in, are converted organically, you know, like through friends or stuff, or just like, oh, I heard about it on my schools, whatever. So those are always fun to watch, because those people, it's like, oh, see this cool thing. You didn't even know about it, right? For me, it was like, wow, here's this thing. It's so annoying. It's all I hear about ever. I guess it's going to be my thing now. So that's been really cool to see him too.
Yeah, and he's not even Mabred yet. He's going to sign up for Mabred next season, so we're gonna keep an eye on him. I think he's going to be great. And someone that actually got nominated a lot was Amy.
There you go.
Your sister, my daughter.
Yeah.
You know, she definitely...
Thanks for laying out that relationship, by the way. I was confused. I thought you meant the other Amy Draper.
Yeah. I was going to say, shouting out Amy is kind of a waste of a shout out.
It's screaming into the void, but it's okay. You know, it makes us feel better. She really has, like, she started writing. So she, and parents, for you, those of you listening, you know they've caught fire when they are independently going out on long rides on their own.
Yeah.
That's when. And Amy started doing that this year. So thank you to Amy. Thank you to Cole, by the way. Doubt that's unrelated to that.
And let's back up there. Now you mentioned Cole, because Cole got nominated several times for Classiest Rider.
Yes.
He got nominated for about everything.
I think Cole was nominated for everything, more or less.
But he definitely is just one of the kindest, nicest, friendliest people you're ever going to meet.
And yes.
I don't think anyone doesn't like him, you know? Yeah, so... Lots of good contenders for the Classiest Rider. Yeah, so that's the Catching Fire. What's next, Joe?
The next one is the breakthrough season. Now, really quick, we want to specify, this one's more like results-based. Because I think you can catch fire without getting results. That's just loving it, right? Being like, oh my...
That's my whole life.
Yeah, right, exactly. Dan and I are just constantly on fire all the time and we never win anything. But this is for someone who doesn't suck. And just like Dan, throw us both under the bus there. Why not? So this is for someone who's you know, had their breakthrough results season. And we've talked about a couple. Already kind of mentioned, but there were some names.
There's even a couple kind of duplicates here that got mentioned in Catching Fire.
Because a lot of people, you know, yeah. I was a little concerned these would cause confusion. It's not that deep. Don't sweat it. It's an award show for a youth cycling team. Get off my back. Yeah.
And there is one person here. I'll save him for last. Oh, there's a clue. And that kind of like overwhelmingly got mentioned the most in the survey, but Miles Crockett had an unbelievable year.
Yeah.
I mean, I see the Crockett clan out riding all the time. It seems like we just kind of like to gravitate to the same places, because I see them riding all the time, which is probably
there's
why.
There's no way that's intentional, but you know.
Yeah, that's true. That sounds a little creepy. No, but yeah, I don't think it's a coincidence that family's so fast.
Yeah.
How much they ride together.
One of those clans. You always get nervous when you see they're on a start list with you.
Yeah, Owen Christensen, Carson Scott. Marin Rendell had a fantastic season. She's definitely one to watch. Leah Keller got mentioned a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and she was kind of mentioned in the Catching Fire one, too. So, Brooklyn Schellenberger had an awesome season.
Like, yeah.
You know, what a happy way to end your NICA career, and what a great way to start your local racing legend career.
I don't know if Strava has that IP, but I'll roll the dice.
Local pro career, we'll call it.
Get a cease and desist letter in Swedish in 3 days.
Yeah. Carter McDonald, Caleb McKenzie, Braden McNichols also got nominated for quite a few things.
Yeah.
Max Miles, love Max.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've mentioned him before.
But another person who very much falls into the bucket of was born into cycling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Evan Keller, and Joe mentioned Evan. He had some ankle injury, was off the bike a lot, but just had the most positive attitude. And
someone who's in love, not just with cycling, but with like exercise. Like he reminds me a lot of me, like somebody who needs his.
It was.
And for watching him over the past, like, what, like almost 2 years now?
Well, his attitude has just been so, because
way better than mine would have been.
He was making amazing progress and getting,
yeah,
like, so fast, and then had this injury and
yep,
was having even trouble Zwifting or riding the trainer. Yeah. And just,
he probably really has attended more Green Boys Maybird rides than anyone else. And so it was like, it was so hard. And talking to his mom, it was just so hard to watch him not be able to ride and to participate, because he's one of the most rewarding people I've ever trained. Like, just so receptive. Like his descending and his technical skills, like, got three times as good every single week. So it's really cool to see him finally be able to kind of, I mean, fingers crossed, knock on wood, be able to get that injury off his back.
Yeah. You know, and I see him and Leah all the time out riding. Like,
yeah.
And it's funny, 'cause a lot of these kids I see when I'm out on my rides, I'll see them out on their rides, and they're not, yep, on like team rides. They're just on their off. And
parents who are listening, that's the kids who are good. The kids, yeah, who are good are out doing their own stuff too.
Yeah. So, Cole Fairbanks got a shout out. Colin McDonald got a shout out. This is one I'm super proud of, because I love this family, but Eliza Preston,
yep,
had a fantastic season and just looked like she was having fun. And just super, super proud of her. You know, that family must be doing something right.
Some good genes going on there in spite of Brady.
Yeah. Yeah, so my eyes are going bad. I probably missed some, but should we do the next one?
Yeah, so the next category, hardest working. Now, again, if you do this sport, you're a hardworking person. Congratulations. Wimpy people who don't want to work hard.
Oh, wait,
hard,
wait, let's go back.
Oh, hang on, rewind. Duh.
I said I was going to hold the most nominated. There's one that just walked away.
Oh,
with this,
yeah,
one.
That was kind of funny. We're like, there's one that's been really nominated. We're not going to tell you who, but just know.
Just so you know.
I'm also too lazy to cut this. So let's go back. And we should say really quick, this person's name has come up.
And this person does actually listen.
Yeah, how funny would that be? Should we just leave it a mystery?
Because he's actually really, really good at texting me our weird words we say at the end.
Okay.
So, but yeah, this Calvin Christensen got nominated. A ton.
Like, I'm counting what, like 8 or 9 times.
Yeah. Like,
very, very, very well deserved.
He had an awesome race at state, just an awesome season.
Immensely classy bike rider.
Worked his butt off.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kyson, his coach.
Yeah.
Probably did something right, it looks like, but,
yep,
yeah. So way to go, Calvin. What a day.
That was pretty funny. Cool. Wow. We're not very good at this.
We're not.
But
the thing is, people already realize that they still listen for some reason. I don't know.
I think that might be a feature now. Moving on now, just unless there's anything else.
Oh, I'm sure. Painfully obvious we're getting.
Hardest working. And I was saying, like, this sport attracts people who are already hard workers, but these are some folks where your fellow riders have noticed that you have, an especially good, work ethic. That's worth a shout out.
Yeah. A lot of people got shouted out here. I'll save the most shouted out for last if I remember to get back to it, but because that's not the order it's written in my list, you know. So
it's okay. People know this show's shambles. That's okay.
Okay.
It's fun.
But Andrew Preston got a lot of shout outs, and I just want to throw out that, like, his success isn't a coincidence.
No.
I
mean, he is taking advantage of massive talent, not riding massive talent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I happen to know he rides 15 to 20 hours a week.
Yep. Lucky. Catch me next summer.
Yeah. He puts in the work. Helena was, yep, mentioned a few times. Yep. She's super, super consistent. One I want to draw attention to is McCall.
Yep.
McCall is a hard worker.
Yes.
Like she's had an awesome NICA career. She's had some really great races. Like she did killer at Pan Am, and she's got some UCI points at Missoula. But she works, and she's very
This feels like a good opportunity to throw out as well. We're talking about hardworking. Is that like the people who are on this team are also athletes, and like, or hang on, are also athletes, are also scholars in addition to being athletes. There you go. That didn't make any sense, huh? but like these aren't people who are just hardworking in one facet of their lives. Like these are also like high achieving students, people who have, you know, like great careers ahead of them too. So I do want to shout that out as well, that these people aren't just, you know, riding their guts out and then going home and playing video games. Like they're riding their guts out and then doing like, you know, like a lot of, we had like doing research projects. We have Maybird people involved in all kinds of cool stuff. So I do want to shout them out, 'cause that's worth, you know, it's worth remembering that these kids are riding 10, 20 hours a week and getting 4.0s and all AP classes and stuff. So,
yeah. Braden McNichols.
Yes.
Got mentioned a lot. He's had a great season, put in a lot of work.
Yes.
Luke Miller, awesome. I love Luke.
Oh, yeah.
And his dad's awesome, too. Great riders. Charlie Maxfield.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Cole Fairbanks. We've mentioned them earlier, but the Gibbon twins. Like, again,
it's no coincidence. You're not that good for that long without putting in crazy amounts of work.
I'm quite familiar with their training, and I think their magic is consistency.
Yeah. I mean, there is no magic, right? Like the magic is that there's no magic, no shortcuts to that.
Emma Daly.
Yep. Same bucket.
Awesome. Awesome results this season. Yep. Connor Wilson. Love this kid. He was in my orange group.
Oh yeah.
And he, man, if I could bottle that kid's energy up.
Oh, I know.
I would take that every morning.
Yes.
Get twice as much done. I'd watch that kid. He's going to be, he's definitely one to watch. Leah Keller gets mentioned again. Marcus O'Neill, like,
oh my gosh, I love Marcus.
Isn't he a neat kid? You know, just worked hard. Didn't have the best luck this season, but he's a great kid with great fitness, great athlete. Ainsley.
Oh yeah.
Again, you know, they're,
The frequent flyers in the shout out section of this show are hard workers. That's how they get there.
Quinn Profsky.
Oh, yep.
Grant Holzberg.
Yeah.
Miles Baker, another one that's putting on, he puts in some time.
Oh, yeah. Well, as he's probably currently riding right now.
Yeah.
Trying to get home.
He's got like more hours in 2 days than most people get in a month. But,
yeah.
But the one that I wanted to kind of save for last here was Seth.
Yes.
Sherrington.
Yep.
He really put in the work and just had a solid, strong season.
Yep.
Such a good kid. Have so much respect for that kid and just a great, strong athlete. So
yeah,
let's, just keep it up, buddy. You're doing awesome.
Yeah.
So proud. I think that's all I've got on that one.
Yeah. And we'll move on now.
I think I missed,
because we did actually say the person who got nominated.
Zoe LeClaire was there too.
Yes. Yeah. Just throw her in at the end. You know, just whatever. Yeah, Zoe, she's fine. She's fine. Like the hardest working person you ever met. Yeah. You go, give her a high five next time.
I ran out of space, so I wrote her name on the side and I just didn't notice it.
That's okay.
Way to go, Zoe.
There you go. This next one, this next one's the one where we had a pretty clear winner. I should say lots of people experience bad luck. There's one Maybird rider who seems to have a magnetic attraction to it. But fortunately, as we have mentioned, his attitude is great. Nobody is better.
He pulled off a great race.
Nobody's better equipped to be the least lucky person. and he's one of mine. So I'll just say really quick. Oh, Mark. And the funny thing is, it's not like Bart says, make your own luck. I don't think a lot of this is stuff that's like preventable either, which in a perverse way makes it kind of funny. How does this keep happening just to you? Cause it's like, there's some people whose bikes never work because they don't take care of them. Mark does. We should make very clear. Like Mark is not causing his bad luck here, to my knowledge, for the most part. And it's like, I don't want to make light of it because it does suck when you see a lot of hard work kind of go down the drain.
But I do think his luck changed at state. So from now on, he's going to be the luckiest guy. So
oh, don't say that. Knock on wood hard.
So he better enter that next I-Cup just to take advantage of his new luck.
Because we should say, Mark, just like weird mechanicals. He was in contender all the time when I was there this summer. Really bad crash on the road, I'd add, that put him in the hospital. Like,
I think he was riding home from EFY or something, like an 80-mile ride, and crashed like at the bottom of Immigration Canyon.
Yeah.
And went to the hospital. And
Yeah. But you know, again, hopefully somebody where the luck starts turning his way, because he's put in the hard work to deserve it. Now, I should say, there's some other people on the list.
Some people that, and I don't, someone shouted out Mac Montgomery, and he actually got shouted out a lot. He's another one I would have liked to put up with the classiest riders, because he's just such a nice kid. I'm not aware of his bad luck, but Amy Draper got mentioned a few times, and all of her bad luck was basically related to me being too cheap to buy a new derailleur.
Yeah, there you go.
I am going to buy her a new derailleur.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a mechanical one because they're half the price.
Yeah.
And like they make these
much lighter.
Yeah. They're lighter. And like this, there's this new cable technology that doesn't ever have to be changed. It only has to be changed like once a year.
There you go.
It's kind of cool.
There you go. Peasant shifting, as we called it in the industry. I have peasant shifting on my bike now. Yeah.
Yeah. Kaya Tokarts, Jack, Connor said Jackson Grover, which I kind of like just because he says he got a lot of flats, but Jackson had great race results. So I don't know if I'd put him with the,
you can be unlucky and successful. Usually doesn't tilt that way, but,
Marcus O'Neill, another one, I don't know if I call it is Reese Tillman.
Mm-hmm.
Reese is a great kid. He is just, everyone loves to be around Reese. Just one of those personalities is so nice to be around. Everyone loves him.
Needs to be eating more Lucky Charms for breakfast, but that's okay.
It's just one of those where his race results don't even come close to showing.
To reflecting what type
of a rider he is. I think he's going to have some great seasons coming up, though. So, Curtis.
Oh, yeah.
We'll just call him Curtis Cordio, or how do you say it?
Gosh, it's so bad. I'm sorry, Curtis.
Another one that's like an amazing athlete.
Curtis, by the way, like one of my top nominations for classiest rider. He really is.
He did get mentioned in the classiest rider. Also, like all of his kids mentioned him as like being their favorite coach and stuff. And
he was one of mine forever. Crazy good basketball player too, and swimmer. Yeah.
All right. Well, so Joe just informed me we're going a little long, so we might have to just kind of.
Sorry, we're the kings of yap, as Amy would say. This next category here. Sorry, I gotta go back to the other screen. Best attitude, which is necessary if you're gonna do a hard sport like this one.
But you kind of, when you did the survey, you kind of just described it as like just a pleasure to be around.
Yeah.
But we've got like a lot of great names here, like Landon.
Oh, yeah.
Stella.
Yep.
Stella's just so awesome to be around. Jamerson. Isn't
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
My little ray of sunshine, not Jamerson.
Jamerson. He probably easily could have been the classiest rider nomination, too. But Ben Bigwood got lots of votes for that because...
The vibes are just immaculate with that guy.
Jenna Umbel. This one I kind of questioned. Amy Draper. Got that. McCall got lots of shout outs for this one. Andrew Preston.
Yep.
Helena.
Yep.
Helena almost took this one too. So
lots of crossover here.
Yeah. Cole Horner again.
Oh yeah.
Jace Claridge.
Cole has like a hilariously good attitude about everything.
Mac Montgomery, Zoe LeClaire, Eli Ferdner. I have Jamerson listed here twice. So Jamerson again, Ethan Shorgren, Lily Gibbons, and Nora Johnson. She's just awesome rider, had a really good season, just always finishing like kind of barely off the podium, but just so solid. All season long, great rider. And incidentally, she is faster than me at descending, which kind of bothers me a little bit, but I'll work on it. So,
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, you know what? I keep trying to get you to do fun stuff. You're like, no, I need to ride. Well, I can't go down Rush. That's too scary. This next category, the one that I was most invested in, as much as I hate to say it, Dan, you did edge me out by two votes. Even though there are two opportunities, you guys had two opportunities to vote for me on that one question, and Dan still won. So, for all of the Joe heads out there who are only listening for me, you guys need to show up better next time because you let Dan win. Okay. So, congratulations, Dan. You were the favorite podcast host. You're competing against me, so that's the definition of a hollow victory.
I was just going to skip that one.
Okay. So it was on the form.
Okay.
It was on the form. We got to give people what they want. I didn't
even look because
I've looked. I counted several times. But you know what? Congratulations to you. Well done. You're more likable than the least likable guy ever to grace a bike. Most fun to ride with. Lots of good nominations for this,
too. Sam Shaw, Ruby Derrick, who I just want to thank Ruby for. We got to hang out a lot on drives to places, and she just made things more fun for Amy. Love the Derrick family. Eloise, we also got to drive a lot of places with. Thanks, Eloise, for hanging out with Amy. Miles Baker is hilarious.
Yeah.
If cycling doesn't work out for you, Miles, I would consider comedy, maybe.
He's actually very good at the podcast.
Yeah.
Granted, we have too many of those already. So
McCall got lots of shout outs in this.
Oh my gosh.
In this category. Weston Blackburn.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I rode with him. And he's a character.
Never a dull moment.
Yeah. Jamerson, Ben Bigwood, Jay Foster, Landon Riker.
Oh, yeah.
Lauren Montague.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's just a sweetie. Alice Johnson got...
Oh, yeah.
Got quite a few nominations in this one. Reese Tillman and Nina Martin.
Oh yeah.
So I'm not going to pick a winner out of that one.
You are the most fun. It's scientifically proven. Everybody. And really quick, just try to always be the person who's fun to ride with. Don't be a pain to ride with. Bring your own stuff. Have a good time. Don't take it too seriously. All of those people are I think really what makes Maybird awesome is just being fun. Yeah. I absolutely love that. This next one here, Hidden Gem. Now this is someone we want to give you an opportunity to like, maybe shout out those personalities that we don't hear from all the time or hear about, because a lot of these names that come up a lot that we, you know, we're always getting the big race results and stuff. We did want there to be an opportunity for, you know, us to recognize some people that you might not hear about quite as much.
Yeah. So Alex Lynn Scott.
Yes. I have to say really quick, one of mine, very happy to claim. Alex is awesome. He's also just insanely classy, really, really, really sharp kid. Which isn't surprising if you've ever met his dad. But I'm really excited to see what he does on the bike. He's phenomenal. And he and his dad just go on so many cool adventures together.
They're like a super cool family.
Super, super cool. Super cool.
Yeah. Nora Johnson, we just mentioned her before. Yeah. But again, she's just an amazing athlete. Super fun to be around. And again, she's faster than me. So Jamerson Kent,
Jamerson, he has plenty of shout outs. He's not hidden.
I
was going to
say, I don't know who
he's mentioned. He's not hidden. Who's Jamerson ever been hidden from?
Yeah, like we mentioned Jamerson a lot. But Lauren Montague is definitely one. Because like we mentioned the Montague family, love the Montague family. Lauren is just such a good friend to people, a great writer, and just such a great. Like the whole Montague family just has such a great vibe and has done just so much for the community. Jackson Grover, he was one of my boys, great rider, having a great season. Bentley Olson, Ella Balls.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. She did. She's done quite a few of our big rides. She had a great season. Let's see. Charlie Maxfield.
Love Charlie.
And Josie Larson, we mentioned her at the beginning with her awesome third place result. I'm kind of skipping over some duplicates that have been mentioned in other categories. So,
and if you've been mentioned in other categories, you're not a hidden gem. Congratulations. You're a visible gem.
Okay. All right. Next one.
The next one we've got here is the Future Pro. Now, again, like, it was just said a million times, like, that's the emphasis of this team is not to be a pro factory, right? But we do see some people sometimes who are like, if they ever wanted to, this person's got the kind of that pro factor, maybe you'd call it. And a lot of names you've seen before, but
yeah. And this one, like a lot of the other categories have like a whole bunch of names. This one just kind of had a few that got multiple.
Really quick. Not that we'd recommend being a professional cyclist. It's a rough,
if it happens,
it's a rough job. I think it finds you if it's right for you. but a few ones and the first one I'm seeing on my list here, Andrew Preston, you know,
yeah, he got
obviously, you know, watch him race at state. He's got ridiculous talent.
Okay, and then Miles had gobs of votes.
Oh, yeah.
Helena got some votes there.
I actually said that earlier.
Yeah.
Like I said, that consistency.
I always tell her she looks like a pro when she rides, so yep. She kind of has that posture. But Nathaniel Jensen, Ainsley.
Yep.
I could picture that.
Oh, Nathaniel Jensen, I have to say really quick, he's got that pro factor for sure.
Yeah. Emma Daly. Lincoln Adams, and then also Zoe and Quinn.
Yep.
Got a few votes. So
yep.
They'd probably have to be on the same team or something.
So if you guys ever want to give up all your scholarships and go do the worst job ever to make 35K a year, your destiny's calling you. Moving on to coaches now, unless you have anything else, any other like primary people who were nominated 15 times that we didn't mention? Sorry again, Calvin.
I might have, but let's hey, go.
You know what? We all make mistakes. Coaches.
Okay, so coaches. We had a few different categories for coaches. In interest of time, I think I'm just going to, maybe we'll just mention some coaches that got.
You guys are grown up. You don't need to call it quite as much as teenagers do. Because we have lots of different categories and stuff, but we'll just kind of call it some coaches that were nominated.
Yeah. So the one I actually want to start with, and I was actually thinking about this today while I was driving, is Heidi Preston.
Yes.
Such an amazing person. It's amazing how one family can have so many amazing people. It's kind of not fair.
What happened to her? We're batting like 0 for 6. No, yeah. Mom's cool. Mom's 1 for 6, you know?
Yeah, but the Prestons just kind of have more than their fair share of remarkable people. But Heidi, I just personally want to thank her because I'm... So Amy... With Nika, you know, she ended up taking an entire season off because she wasn't happy. She didn't want to do it. She got back into it, was kind of reluctant, didn't really like going to team practices and group. I'd really have to bribe her to go to group rides and stuff. And she would go, and Heidi was just so awesome to her. And she just loves Heidi and just made it so fun. And so Heidi was kind of the one that got her back into it. So she would start coming to group rides again and be comfortable with group rides again. And it's just done such a great job with these girls. You know, we're just so, so lucky there. And then, you know, obviously Amy Larkin is going to get a lot of votes. Just an amazing resource to
the fan favorite.
Just does so much for, for the girls in the area, just
yeah.
Knows everyone by name, is just so concerned about them.
Another example of somebody who coaches without having a kid on the team, which we say every year, is so freaking cool. I mean, it's like everybody's contribution's great, but like, especially when you don't have a kid of your own on the team, to still show up and help is awesome.
Well, yeah. Yeah, everyone knows and loves her. We're just so lucky to have the Larkins as part of the crew. Another one that got a lot of shout outs was Arlie Pankey, who is just an amazing person. Super fast, but super fun and just super good with the girls. And again, doesn't have a kid that's riding with the team, but super generous with her time and, just an awesome role model for the girls. We had a lot of people nominated Bart. Again, Bart's just kind of the bike Yoda.
If you have an opportunity to ride with him, lucky you. It's a privilege.
I don't know. It's kind of scary.
It is scary. It's a scary privilege.
Yeah. obviously Brady, you know, we're just so lucky to be able to ride with Brady. You know, it was so cool to see the Skyline boys like sweep podiums, and you know, those are Brady's boys, you know, and it's he just has such a different fun approach to coaching, and that just obviously is working. So lucky to have Brady. Another one that I just really, it probably just doesn't get enough credit for what he does is Josh Flukiger.
Oh yeah.
Josh is just an amazingly good person. Incredible athlete. He's riding this old Cannondale hardtail, and he can go down the gnarliest things. He can ride so fast on that thing, and it's just amazing. But just a super positive guy. Just awesome to be around. And we also had like Josh Romney was not, you know, Piper. A lot of the youth coaches got nominated. So we can't really, kind of running out of time, can't really shout everyone out. But again, thanks to awesome coaches, awesome role models to just kind of make this possible. So.
And then final two categories, we had the biggest, dumbest ride. And I think there's one that's currently going on that arguably probably wins that.
We'll just give it to them.
We'll give it to those guys. We had it was a huge showing at Point to Point this year. We had the CFC P2P. We've had all kinds of people do big stuff. I mean, people shouted out a whole bunch of different stuff here.
Yeah, we'll just give it to Miles Braden. And.
But yeah, that's pretty iconic.
Yeah,
yeah. I think that one's very well earned.
That'll never be forgotten.
No, and then
you know, yeah.
And then on the performance of the year, just really quick, because we had a whole bunch of notes, and I don't know how much you wanted to go into these, and again, we are like over time.
Yeah.
I had to shout out somebody nominated Andrew Preston's iCup plus right up to Snowbird plus the iCup. That was baller.
Yeah,
that was baller. Cool. Not that Andrew needs any more shout outs this episode, but that was baller.
So the shout outs we got on this one, Sienna Peterson getting fourth at state after surgery was just super
awesome.
That's
crazy. That's so cool.
Andrew Preston's performance at state was legendary and incredible and super cool. I think what we had mentioned, kind of the Skyline team kind of sweeping the varsity podium, seeing that group of friends up there together that have been riding together, putting in the time together was super cool and super rewarding. Ben's point to point, Ben Bigwood's performance.
Yes.
Xander's performance at point to point was awesome. Riker's was awesome.
God, those guys even beat me 5 hours.
Stella Eagle Mountain got mentioned.
Yes.
And Nina Martin's comeback from her back surgery,
which has been really cool to see.
Yeah. But yeah, lots of cool performances.
Do we do comment of the year?
What's the comment of the year?
No, it's just like the next section is comments.
Oh.
It's super funny if you're looking at the Google Sheet like me. Anyway, but yeah, it was a really good, and we talk about the year being over. It's not. Like there's still weeks of riding ahead of us. Like I said, Cross is still going on. There'll be more iCup and stuff. But I do think a lot of you, as you kind of reflect back on this season, it's been a pleasure and a privilege. I want to say to my green boys, this season was awesome. It was really cool to see how far everybody's come. I've been happier this year than I've been in my whole life. It's been a really good year for me, on a personal level, and like being involved in this team was a part of it. So thank you for me. I assume from us, Dan, I'll speak for you here. Thank you guys so much. This is like, I hear people like thank Dan all the time, and I almost want to be like, no, don't. He's doing this because this is awesome. Like, you know, he's not that kind of person. This just rocks. This is so much fun. And as we kind of transition into the winter season, next week will be our Halloween episode. So it'll also be slightly different. We'll try to dream up something fun, as if we don't usually. We'll try to dream up something less boring than usual for next week. And as you kind of move into your off season, if you're done, make sure to rest up, stay healthy.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about the off season, but right now, let me just throw this in there that. Like right now, if it sounds fun, go ride your bike.
Yeah. Do whatever you need to do now. Your racing's over. You don't have racing again. Most of you guys tell.
There's some people that might not want to look at their bike for a couple of months. And there's other people that are still feeling good, still having fun.
And if you're still feeling it, it's still beautiful out. Like it's finally kind of starting to feel like fall.
I don't think anyone needs any structure right now. I don't think,
do whatever sounds good.
Stay fit, stay healthy, have fun, keep riding.
Stay safe.
Yeah.
Good stuff, guys. Well, we will look forward.
Do we need a magic word for this?
Oh, yeah, probably. Let's do SRAM. They're gonna love this. They don't listen. They're not one of the both of the people who listen to this. So we'll go ahead and do SRAM, and we will look forward. We just nuked any sponsorship opportunity we have in the future. And we will look forward to talking to you guys next week.
Okay.